Dear Mel, friendship is one of the most valuable things we have. Good friends are hard to find. So when you do have a good friend, don't let them go easily. I think that you didn't have any reason to be jealous. Maybe you were a bit too touchy. I'm sure Terry didn't mean to do any harm. As for Mark, I don't think he's worth all the trouble. But it seems to me that you've already found that out for yourself. I think you should give your friend a ring and meet her. Don't wait too long. The sooner the better. Dear Dennis, the choice is simple. Either keep going out with Chris and fail at school, or get down to work. Take my advice. Forget Chris. He's not a real friend at all. All Chris thinks about is himself. He doesn't care about you at all. Real friends should think about their friends' needs too. Get focused on your school. Try to catch up with your schoolwork. After all, you need good grades. That's what you've said yourself. Dear Liz, a divorce is tough for everyone, including children. However, don't forget that your parents are adults and they make their own decisions. Yours have decided to get divorced. If they don't want to live together, then you have to accept it. The problem is that you blame yourself. Don't be foolish. It has nothing to do with you. It's not your fault. If I were you, I'd get on with my life. Be there for your parents, though. Show them that you love them both. Be patient. It takes time. Dear Harry, you shouldn't tell lies. They just make things worse. Age difference is no big deal. The most important thing is that you two get on well and have fun together. If I were you, I'd just tell her the truth. I'm sure she'll understand.